does cute, I mean, obviously me, right? I'm cute. When does it become a little creepy? It is Joe McKenzie on Radio Now.
And also kind of creepy.
What,
just kidding.
What? Come on. I am handsome and beautiful. So you're asking this like for a friend or what's going
on?
Well,
I was having some wine time with my girls and we were just talking about when it's hard because when a man, we like a man that puts in some effort, right? That pursues you.
That's all I hear from women. Like, why won't guys pursue me? They don't. They just want to go wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. But they don't actually want to work for anything.
That's true. That's true, Joe. Well, I'm saying some type of men, the ones that a lot of us are attracted to are the ones that aren't putting in any effort. They're handsome, they've got swag, they have multiple options, so they like don't work for you, you know? So they're kind of like ghosty and flaky. But the other ones, the good men that are putting in effort, we do appreciate when they pursue us, but then sometimes they become a little too much, and then that becomes unattractive.
Now, I want to hear what too much is from you, and I also want to know at 833-563-2539. I think whatever you say, I'll probably agree with, because we all know what too much is. I think we all know. But same time, though, too, I feel like before you say anything, women are so hypocritical. It's almost a double standard. I feel like sometimes if it's a super hot dude, he can almost do anything. Like if he is doing a lot, like a little extra, that's great. But a dude look like me that looks like me and tries to do something, you're like, oh, he is really just, he's creeping me out. He's doing way too much.
But I mean, it's the same thing for dudes. I feel like a really hot girl can be a total witch and just mean. And you guys are like,
Maybe. I'm not going to say you're totally
wrong.
It's
true. It is true.
I'm not going to say you're totally wrong.
Okay. So I was talking to one of my best friends, and she was like, this guy she was into until then he started kind of just like showing up places. Like they'd be messaging, and he's like, hey, I'm outside by your car. I brought you something for a snack at work. And she's like, what? And he was doing things that he thought were sweet and endearing, but she's like, like totally eked out by, and she's like, this has crossed the line of creepy. Even though he's trying to make an effort and being very sweet, it's just like too much.
I would kind of agree. Like after I was dating a girl, I think that's okay. Like my now wife Lindsay, I know I brought her flowers after probably like a month or two of us kind of dating, I think before she was officially even my girlfriend. But I didn't just randomly at the second day like, hey, I tracked down where you work, even though we never really talked about that, and here's some flowers, I put them on your car. Oh, don't worry, I have a friend that works at the car dealership place, and they told me when you bought your car where you live.
Yeah,
that's, I mean, a little creepy,
right?
You know, no one said it, so I'll go ahead and say it. I don't think it's a double standard, because it's you. Yes, you want someone to be persistent, but you want someone that you want to be persistent.
Ding, ding. That is
so
correct.
Like,
yeah.
Let's go back to my Grindr days, right? Like, let's say I'm on Grindr.
Like,
and there's like
5 months ago.
Yeah. And there's like, let's say there's 100 guys, okay, and I only like 3 of them. Mm-hmm. And let's say 50 of them are persistent. Well, 47 of them, I'm going to be like, no thanks. But the 3 that are persistent, it's like, yeah, continue. So, yeah, it's not creepy if you're into them.
That's true.
Grinding.
No, that is absolutely true.
Okay, now I'm wondering then, since we've thrown all that out there, 833-563-2539, what is it for you that is okay, that's good, that you like somebody did? And then when, for example, with Mackenzie's friend here, the guy, where it's too persistent, what is it?
Right. Because I have an example of a professional athlete who's very sweet. He was trying to get my attention, and I just was like, I don't know. I was just like, I'm just taking a break from everything. All like DMing and an Instagram. So then he actually bought a Cameo, which are the little shout outs I do. There's an app for like happy birthdays and stuff. And he bought one just to get my attention. And I thought that was so sweet. And he was like, hey. But then my friend's like, I don't know, that's kind of creepy. But I don't know. Is that
cute
or creepy?
It's not creepy. And as a man, you can't win. There's nothing you can do. You can't win. I'm telling you. 833-563-2539. We'll talk to you next. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. When does cute become creepy? We're talking about how it seems that ladies want a guy to pursue them. They want him to put in some effort and do things, but is there a point where that crosses the line and it becomes kind of creepy, maybe stalkish, something like that?
My girlfriends and I were just talking about this. We just want someone in between, because there's like the real like hot guys that are like jerks, and then there's the other ones that are just too much. So you just want somebody in between.
Okay, what are you looking for? What do you want, and what are some of your experiences? We'll go to Josh this morning. Hey, it's Josh. What do you want to say?
So I want to say I agree with Chops, what he said earlier, that if like you like someone and they're persistent, it kind of cancels it out. Like, they can be persistent and it won't come off as too creepy, but there are certain lines you can cross. Like, a girl still wants you to respect her privacy. So with that car example where the guy showed up at her car or at her house or whatever, it's kind of an extreme. But we've all been on You, right? Where someone, if someone like looks up, you know, watching the show You,
yeah.
If someone looks up your Facebook and they bring up, oh yeah, and your birthday or whatever, without just letting you tell them your birthday, that can come off creepy. Even a small thing like that can come off creepy. Just let the girl open up to you. Don't be, you know, stalking or being weird like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but Josh, you say that, but then the girl's like, well, you never pursued me to make me open up. I'm kind of like an onion. You got to peel back the layers, okay?
For the record, I like right. that.
What?
You like when people have done research on you?
Yeah, I mean, if I think you're attractive, sure, come at me with everything.
Chops is like, I love it when I hear, at my bedroom window, it shows you care.
I'm like, what? They're here. Yay.
But if you were into someone, but they were like, oh, hey, Chops, I'm outside by your car.
I'd be like, how romantic. They you're found like, out where I live.
Don't worry, it's easy to open it. Just jiggle the little lock right there. It'll open for you.
This is also the guy that moved in with someone after the first date. No, on the first date. On the first date, they ended up moving in with each other.
They just said
so
hi, and he's like,
sense.
They're into me. But I love it.
For the record, I have to be into you.
Yeah, no, that's a good point, because I was over here feeling guilty. I'm like, but you're right. You have to be into the person.
Let's
right.
say good morning to Mike. Hey, Mike, you're on Joe and Mackenzie. What do you think about this?
Hey, yeah, I just want to say I 100% completely agree. It's really hard for guys who are just trying to kind of go above and beyond and be completely labeled as like creepy when they're just being thoughtful and persistent.
Are you one of those above and beyond guys, is like from experience, or what do you think?
Absolutely. Like, when I'm dating somebody or, you know, trying to get somebody's attention, I will like do some research. I'll ask around and I'll try and learn things about her so that I can surprise her like in a nice way.
And how's that go but, for you?
I feel like I get treated like Joe from the Netflix show You.
Our show brought up again. Here's a good example. I went on a few dates with a really, really nice guy, and then I went to Las Vegas, and he knew the hotel I was staying in, and he sent roses to my room. That is so romantic. Now, had he like shown up in my hotel, my room, that would have been like crossing the line.
What if
so that's kind of like a good medium, but I thought that was a great move on his part.
What if our guy Mike on the phone right now, what if he sent you flowers?
I love flowers.
Oh, yeah. That's
yeah, you wouldn't
smile.
Mind?
No, I do. I love flowers.
Thanks.
No, if he showed up somewhere he knew I don't know where I was going to be. I get eked out by like just people just like showing up.
But Mike, yeah, I was going to say like you say if women in the past have compared you to Joe from the Netflix show You, like what are there any other things that you have done where you're saying you're trying to do the research you're trying to put in and it's kind of backfired you? People treat you like you're a creepy guy.
Yeah, yeah. Well, like if you, a lot of people have their Facebook profile set on public. But you can learn a lot about a person, like what kind of TV shows they like, what kind of music they listen to. So if you like find out what kind of music they like, and if they come over and you have like their favorite band playing, something like that. Or
dude,
it's
that's
like, oh,
so
I know what you like, and I went out of my way to find out.
Yeah, I think that's sweet. If I was single, I'd give you a shot, Mike.
Yeah, I do like that. I think women like that. Like I met someone and he had
I've been called creepy for that.
Really? Like he had a skinny mojito waiting for me and I was like, wow, he did his research. I love mojitos. I thought that was cute.
Hey, that's great.
Okay, I'm gonna just throw this out there. Now I feel like maybe Mike, I don't know what you look like. I have no idea what you look like. I'm not implying anything, but I feel like say that, you know, Tyler C or like Chris Hemsworth were to do the things that you were doing, very attractive, very hot men. There's not a single woman on this planet that would think it's creepy because, you know, it's Chris Hemsworth, it's Tyler C. They've got those rock solid abs. I don't know what you look like, but I think there is a correlation between what's perceived as creepy and what's not based off how attractive you are or how attractive you're not.
Oh, live your dead. You're
it's
dead
true,
on.
But I feel like the super, like a Hemsworth level doesn't do those things. And that's the unfortunate thing. I'm not saying all of Hemsworths, but they like don't. Because they don't have
well,
to. But I feel like they should. They still should.
Well, that's why I always say go with an ugly guy. Like, ladies, listen. Ugly guys try harder in every way you can imagine. Every way.
Absolutely.
You should see Jeff's face right now.
Lindsay, you know what I'm talking about, baby?
Mm-hmm. It's Joan McKenzie on Radio Now.
All right, who's ready for it? Who's ready for the box of shame? Live the web girl, unless she rolls doubles, she's going to have some fun and might be a little painful, at least my option that I had.